Thanks for joining me for the Four Secrets to Positive Motivation. One of the most common problems we face and our clients face is not feeling motivated to do something we need to do or know we should do. So we commonly avoid doing it, put it off or procrastinate, maybe distract ourselves with other things, or maybe we start it but we don't follow through or finish it. The four secrets to increase positive motivation aren't really secrets at all, but rather four strategies that highly motivated individuals already put into practice on a regular basis. In fact, these four strategies are based on in-depth interviews with very successful, highly motivated individuals in order to discover what they know how to do that most of us don't do. The first strategy I want to talk about is called the motivated toward strategy. This involves identifying and then focusing on what you're motivated to get or to have or to achieve and how you'll feel as a result of taking some action. So actually making a mental picture and talking to yourself about the positive outcomes and the positive feelings that can come from doing what you need to do. Now, what most of us do instead is use what's called the motivated away from strategy, where we attempt to motivate ourselves by focusing on what negative consequences we'll try to avoid if we do what we finally need to do. In other words, we decide how bad it gets before we finally take some action. The second strategy is called the internal invitation strategy, which involves talking to ourselves about what we need to do with a more pleasant, enticing voice tone, and actually inviting ourselves with phrases like, it would be nice to, it will be useful to, it would be good for me to, I really do want to. Instead of internal invitations, most of us use internal orders, which sound like somebody else is pushing us and making us do things like, you have to, you must, you better, you should. This often leads us to be oppositional and resistant, and more internally conflicted about needing to but not wanting to than we even were before. Strategy number three is called the completed task strategy. And this involves creating a mental picture or movie of you successfully finished with the task. In other words, seeing yourself having completed something and tying that to how you'll feel and what you'll gain from having completed it. Now, when most of us think of something we aren't very motivated to do, we're more likely to use the incomplete task strategy, where we see ourselves involved in the beginning or the middle of this task and focused on everything involved in having to do it. The fourth and last strategy I'd like to share with you is called the chunk down strategy, which involves thinking about some task as having a series of smaller, separate, sequential steps, each of which can be dealt with on its own and tied to its own sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. Instead, of course, most of us will probably use the chunked up strategy, where we see the entire task as a large, looming entity to be accomplished. And that usually leads us to feel overwhelmed before we even start it, and more likely to put it off. Thanks again for joining me to talk about these four secrets of positive motivation. And keep in mind that this is only one of many techniques and tools available to help clients improve and shift their problems. Thanks.